The new Sign Language Training Center presents an opportunity for enhanced communication between the hearing impaired community and society at large. Peter Kachinga, chairperson of the South Sudan National Association of the Deaf, conveyed his delight through an interpreter.
There are many places, like in the villages, they are undermining the hearing impairment person. It will be a great opportunity here in South Sudan because of this sign language. It will be easier for the police and a hearing person to understand each other. The challenges we are facing is that the family, parents, they are not understanding the sign language. And also the same thing, the teachers at the school, they are not well trained about the sign language.
There are more than 200,000 people in South Sudan with hearing loss. Esther Piro is a disability inclusion facilitator and advocate at Light for the World, an international humanitarian organization focusing on education and economic empowerment in South Sudan.
With this facility, people from our 10 states and their administrative areas will get us an opportunity to come and learn so that they go back to their own home land and introduce what is called sign language for children who are now excluded out of school because of the barrier of communication.
Henry Sule Felix, a COSI enrollee, hopes learning sign language will help him bridge the communication gaps within his community.
The reason why I took an interest for learning the sign language because my role advocating for the inclusion in the society, the issue of sign language, South Sudan is a big problem that need to be taken into concern. Where we see our brothers and sisters who are hearing impaired get access to information, it's a big challenge. So that's why I need to learn this language so that the community I'm in, we have many people with hearing impairment so that they may be able to get information.
Sign language interpreter Jocelyn Knight Grace sees the center as a step toward a future where communication barriers are overcome through enhanced sign language proficiency.
As an interpreter, it's really very important to give information to people with hearing impairment because this is one of the community among our society which has been left out in terms of information sharing. So as an interpreter, you need to continue learning so that you'll be able to give a proper information to persons with hearing impairment. Because here in South Sudan, you find that many people are not interested in this field as they see it is a field which is not supporting them and it is time wasting.
Huda Michael Laila, the Minister of Gender, Child and Social Welfare in Central Equatorial State, says the government wants to enhance sign language accessibility.
We are very happy because of that center, and we will be committed and we will support the center so that the center will be functional for South Sudan. And also, the same activity will be taken to the counties because the people are coming from the counties.
Augustino Udu Ilario, chairperson of the Organization of Persons Living with Disability, stressed the importance of promoting sign language.
There is a need to take the child language to the state. The need of interpreters is very high. We cannot be inclusive with that language, and we need to take sign language as one of the important languages, like English, like Arabic. This is why we need to promote sign language right from our families.
The initial phase of training courses will be offered free, with subsequent phases open to private individuals and institutions for a fee. The training center is a collaborative effort between the South Sudan National Association of the Deaf, Light for the World, and the Community Empowerment for Progress Organization. The Association for the Deaf will manage the center with support from Light for the World in providing trainers, materials, and sustainability measures. For VOA News, this is Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.